Papa's words ringing in my ears. Son, you've got to get tighter with your tears. Just because she's leaving, don't start believing that your rock and roll days are gone. Nothing lasts forever but old forts and a natural stone.
We're hearing a tune from the album titled Always on My Mind by Willie Nelson. Shortly, we'll talk about a Swedish film that uses this song, the title song of the album, as a way to give us insight into Uwe, the main character. But first, we'll explore this song from the album that doesn't appear in the movie, but might introduce us to something about Uwe's character as it was shaped in his early life, even though there's no direct connection to this story. The tune is Old Fords and a Natural Stone. We hear from a son remembering the lessons his father taught him. Papa's words ringing in my ears. Son, you've got to get tighter with your tears. Just because she's leaving, don't start believing that your rock and roll days are gone, 'cause nothing lasts forever but old Fords and a natural stone. 'Cause nothing lasts forever like old Fords and a natural stone. And all those I love you forevers, they're just words that can't be depended on, 'cause when they're wrong, they're wrong. And when they're gone, they're gone. 'Cause nothing lasts forever but old Fords or a natural stone. Papa's words ringing in my ears. Son, you've got to get tighter with your tears. Papa had guidelines for living and held up for his son the durability and dependability of good old Fords. You can always get parts and fix them up yourself, and you're back on the road, heading along in life in a predictable and solid way in your good old Ford. That's a song from the recording Always on My Mind that does have a role in the Swedish film A Man Called Uwe, and that song, Always on My Mind, will recognize it.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
here is one description of the scene where this tune turns up. After a neighborly interaction, Uwe returns to his car, a sob. He starts the engine and turns on the radio, at which point the song begins to play.
All those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind.
We can just feel that this tune underscores Uwe's deep, enduring connection to his late wife, Sonja. The lyrics mirror his internal state, a person who may not have always expressed his feelings perfectly or openly at all. As we're told, Uwe's unwavering loyalty to his Saab car mirrors his adherence to tradition, strict principles, and resistance to change. This scene, then, serves as a kind of revelation. One critic contends that one of the most compelling aspects of A Man Called Uwe is Uwe's transformation. From a person defined by loss and strict principles, Uwe gradually becomes more open and compassionate. The evolution is gradual but profound. A Man Called Uwe shows that personal growth is possible at any stage in life, especially when one embraces vulnerability, emotions, and human connection. But you were always on my mind. And that's just one of the ways a filmmaker can get across a fundamental character shift without any words. The film in question is based on a novel by Swedish author Fredrik Backman. It was first published in 2012. The English edition followed in 2013, and the book went on to reach the New York Times bestseller list 18 months later, remaining there for 42 weeks. Its popularity led to multiple adaptations, including a stage production that premiered in Stockholm in January 2015, and two feature films. The first, a Swedish adaptation, A Man Called Uwe, and that was released in December 2015, written and directed by Hannes Holm. The film earned Academy Award nominations for Best Foreign Language Film and Best Makeup and Hairstyling. The story was later reimagined in English as A Man Called Otto, starring and produced by Tom Hanks. The Tunkhannock Public Library, the Dietrich Theater, and the Little Book Place would like to invite you to read A Man Called Uwe by Fredrik Backman as part of Wyoming County Reads 2026. You're welcome to borrow copies of the book from the Tunkhannock Library, take part in book discussions facilitated by Mary Spegner at the Tunkhannock Public Library and the Little Book Place, and see the movie, A Man Called Otto, at the Dietrich Theater. Admission to all Wyoming County Reads discussions and movie shows, admission is free. We had a chance to speak by phone with Mary Spegner about the novel and the long-running history of Wyoming County Reads.
When a group of community members in Tunkhannock decided to try to renovate the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock, it's an Art Deco theater. It also is the Wyoming County Cultural Center. So the basic premise way back then was that the movie theater profits would pay to support the cultural center, so they offered a lot of programs there. And the cultural director at the time, Margie Young, she had some experience with a county reading all the same book and having presentations on it. I believe she told me it was Bradford County. But they brought the program to the Dietrich, and they've been running it ever since. This is our 27th year for the town, and for the library, it's the 22nd year. So they joined forces so we could see a movie in addition to reading the book. They had different facilitators through the years. This is my third year doing it. You would be surprised we don't attract more people than we do. Last year, we had maybe 20 people come to the discussions. It's hard because it's the winter, you know, and a lot of people don't, older people who have time to read and discuss, you know, it's hard for them to get out, especially in the winter.
Are you, and have you always been a reader? And what attracted you to the role of facilitator?
Yes, I've always been a reader. I've been a reader since elementary school. One of the few times I got in trouble in elementary school was when I propped up my textbook, probably math, and hid my Nancy Drew book that I was reading behind the propped up textbook so I could continue reading. And, you know, the teacher caught me and said, well, I'm glad you're reading, but not now. So I've been a reader all my life. I majored in English in college. I became a secondary English teacher and have over 30 years of teaching. And in the 2010s, maybe, I took a sabbatical from teaching and I went to Wilkes to get my MFA in creative writing. So, I mean, I just love reading. It's my addiction and I can think of worse things. I love all different types of fiction, nonfiction. I just find it fascinating how much you can learn. And I do think the stories that we tell each other are very important because they connect us in a way that's not possible really through words, and the creation of characters and their conflicts, or even in nonfiction, the stories of people who have struggled and succeeded, or how they dealt with failure even. And it inspires us because we don't feel quite so alone, you know, when a book matches how we're feeling. It's the human condition, I suppose, I'm talking about. And especially today, I think we need those connections.
The press release for the month suggests that there are particular criteria for the selection of the year's book. Is there a committee? Were you involved?
I was involved the last 3 years in the selection. It's becoming a little bit more difficult because it has to be one that the Dietrich Theater can rent the movie. And I guess Disney has taken over a lot of older movies made from books, and they won't allow them to be used for that purpose. I don't know the ins and outs of it or the reasons why. So last year we had decided on a different book, but we couldn't get the film, so we had to change it. And that's why last year we did Cold Mountain, which was a critically acclaimed book. And the film had Jude Law and Nicole Kidman's beautiful film. Sad, but good. So we look for a book that will appeal to a wide range of people. We don't want to do what would be classified as chick lit. You know, we try to find something that would interest a good number of people. And I think that's a little bit difficult. So this year, the book is A Man Called Uwe, and it's by Fredrik Backman. He's a Swedish writer. This was his first major success. And it's about an older man who's lost his wife, and he is drowning in the grief process. And he has suicidal thoughts. He's not interested in his life anymore. And then new neighbors move in who upset his routine. And little by little, the community, the neighborhood rally around each other and help each other and connect. And he finds a purpose in his life again. So it's a lovely little book dealing with a lot of issues that are contemporary, you know, with growing older, retirement. The neighbors that move in are from, the woman is from Iran. So there's the whole fear of other people in it. There's young adults in it who have their own issues. And it just, one of his friends has worsening Alzheimer's and may have to go to a nursing home. So there's a lot in it about basic friendship, dealing with death, what makes a meaningful life. It's just a charming little book. It's really lovely. It's not, I mean, there are some controversial topics, but if you've read any of Fredrik Backman's books, he has a very humorous way of addressing distressing topics and dark topics. So at the one moment you're so upset that this character is doing this, he has a way of turning it on its head so that we can see the humor in it as well in terms of finding a solution, or he saves it from being a tragedy with his sense of humor. He's written quite a few books, Anxious People, Bear Town Trilogy. His new one is called, I think it's called My Friends. That just came out this past year. But it's not a brand new book either. I think it was published in 2010, 2012. So a lot of people have read it already. I reread it and loved it the second time. So I would highly recommend it.
And I remember speaking to Ronnie Harvey about one of the quarterly film festivals, and The film did appear in one of the festivals, so it's something that he felt the community, the Wyoming County area and beyond, should experience as well.
Yes, there are actually two movies. The original one is a Swedish movie, and its title is the Swedish translation of A Man Called Uwe. But then one of the American movie companies decided to make it and Americanize it, and Tom Hanks stars in it, but it's called A Man Called Otto instead. So it'll be interesting to watch the movie and see how it compares to the book, and also what differences the director thought improved it, and whether our discussion group agrees that it was better as a movie or a book. It'll be interesting to see. It's always interesting to see what they add, change, and leave out.
These are people gathering because they love reading and they want to talk with each other about this one, for example, this time around. How, Mary, do you conduct your book discussion sessions where some people have read it for the fourth time and some have just read it for the first time? How do you balance the various levels of experience, for example, with the text?
That's a great question. I find adults are actually more difficult because I get so nervous, but then high school students or even college students. I do use some techniques from the classroom. I do have members in the group talk to each other. I'll throw out a question and I say, talk to your partner, and then one of you report what your comments are. And in that way, I think a lot of people are more prepared to talk. It's hard to throw a question out and have people be willing to answer without having a few moments to think about it. So I do that, and then I also try to find a video of the author or advertisement for the movie trailer, just to bring in various dimensions. If there's an overlaying literary technique that the author used, I may lecture for 5 minutes about it. For example, Cold Mountain has been called an American Odyssey for the main character. So I did a little, you know, background knowledge on that with what different characters or experiences might be suggesting. And I've also brought in what I plan to do for this one is I want to do a little research on the social programs that Sweden, because the book takes place in Sweden, the social programs they have as safety nets for its population, and maybe talk a little bit about how that compares to America. So I try my best, and, you know, I usually succeed that everybody has said something over the four meetings.
And nobody's judging, no tests, that kind of thing. So you can really get out of it what you are able to, given the stresses of family and how you can steal a few minutes to read. And you're doing a little bit of context and a little bit of background that helps flesh it out. And, for example, the author wrote into the narrative that Uwe had a thing for cars. So don't we get some symbolism?
Yes. Yes, he loves Saabs, and he is an old school mechanic of sorts that he can take his car totally apart, clean everything, spruce it all up, oil it, and put it all back together. And he's very loyal to his brand because that's what his dad taught him, and he thinks it's important to do things that are predictable and useful. And yeah, there's cars in it. There's also a fear of technology because he goes to try to buy an iPad and gets all confused that there's no keyboard like a regular desktop computer. There's a lot in it. A lot in it about government interference in people's lives, what's appropriate, what isn't. He also had his wife got terribly hurt in an accident. So dealing with handicap issues and accessibility issues is also considered. And also he's a grouchy old man. So everybody has a story about a neighbor or somebody they met who was crotchety. And we can relate. And we know at the end, hopefully, that we only see the surface. We don't know what goes behind people's actions.
How does it work then? We have some Wednesdays in February, and every one there's an event.
The first two meetings, the first two Wednesdays, are discussing the book. So I do fall back on my traditional extrapolation techniques in terms of analyzing the elements of setting and conflicts and character development and how all of those contribute toward the theme, and then also a little bit more literary, I suppose, looking at the style of the book and how the characters interplaying with each other create the tension to make the momentum so that the reader wants to read more. And then the third Wednesday is the movie. There's two showings at the Dietrich, one at 1 in the afternoon and one at 7 p.m. So we don't actually have a meeting that night. Everybody attends the movie. And then the fourth Wednesday, we discuss the movie and compare it with the book and finish up any comments about their evaluation of the book. It's pretty thorough, but not too sophisticated. It's not a college class. It's for people who like to read and what they got out of it and how it adds a layer of understanding to their relationships or their life in some way.
Are you concerned of people dropping away from reading? Are you concerned about the future of reading?
Definitely. I think anybody today who loves to read is fearful. Having been a teacher, I am very fearful of the younger generation's lack of understanding the continuity of humankind through the ages, that you can read something written by Chaucer and have a character who is your next door neighbor in personality. I also wonder about the critical thinking skills that are so important in life, because I think reading forces you to make judgments and form opinions and have evidence to back it up with the character's actions or the author's narration or the conflict resolution. And I worry that young adults especially don't reflect enough about the real world, so to speak, and how technology should serve our lives rather than technology running our lives.
And it sounds like this book could help us think about that question, for example.
I think so, yes. Yes, because Uwe's wife was actually a high school English teacher as well, and she teaches children who come from difficult homes and difficult backgrounds, and they end up reading parts of Shakespeare. And it's just lovely. Very, very, very beautiful ideas in the book. Beautiful love story, too.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Wyoming County Reads discussion leader Mary Spegner, who is a Tunkhannock Public Library trustee. She was a secondary English teacher at Lackawanna Trail School District. She has an MFA from Wilkes University in Creative Writing, as well as a Master's in Education from the University of Scranton. The Tunkhannock Public Library, the Dietrich Theater, and the Little Book Place would like to invite you to read A Man Called Uwe by Frederick Bachmann as part of the 2026 Wyoming County Reads Project. You're welcome to borrow a copy of the book from the Tunkhannock Public Library to take part in book discussions facilitated by Mary at the Tunkhannock Public Library and the Little Book Place, and to see the movie A Man Called Otto at the Dietrich Theater. Admission to all Wyoming County Reads discussions and movie showings is free. Initiated by the Dietrich's founding cultural programming director, Margie Young, this will be the 22nd year of the Tuncanic Public Libraries and the Dietrich Theater's partnership on the project, and the second year for the bookstore that's located right next to the Dietrich Theater, the little book place.
I just never took the time when you were always on my...
Here again, the schedule of events, and everything kicks off tomorrow evening with a book discussion at the Tuncanic Public Library, and that's 220 West Tioga Street. And the book discussion will be led by Mary Spegner, our guest today. It's February 4th at 7. And if you're just hearing this and thinking you want to get involved, don't hesitate. I asked Mary and she said, no, if you haven't read the book yet, please come sit in and see what you think. Or maybe you can add something if you've seen the movie. So don't be hesitant about that. So tomorrow evening at 7, February 4th, the book discussion of A Man Called Uwe at the Tuncanic Public Library. The following Wednesday, the 11th at 7, the book discussion of A Man Called Uwe will be held at the Little Book Place. And as we heard, that's right next to the Dietrich Theater. Wednesday, the 18th at 1, and again at 7 p.m., there will be a movie showing of A Man Called Otto at the Dietrich Theater, which is 60 East Tioga Street in Tuncanic. And then Wednesday, February 25th, the program winds up at 7 with a book-film comparison, and that's back at the Tuncanic Public Library, 220 West Tioga Street in Tuncanic. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call the Dietrich or the Tuncanic Public Library, and we'll give you the library website because too many phone numbers are hard to remember if you're driving or you don't have something to write with. It's TuncanicLibrary.org, TuncanicLibrary.org, TUNKHANNOCK, TuncanicLibrary.org.
Quiet as good as I should have.